today, the House Intelligence Committee released a report calling a Chinese telecommunications equipment maker a potential threat to national security. Maryland Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger is the ranking member on that committee and appeared in a 60 Minutes piece on CBS about it last night. The congressman joins us today. Congressman, thank you for being with us.
Sure, Mary Beth.
You officially released the report today, and basically this is about a company, and correct me if I'm wrong, that is basically a vendor for many of the well-known cell phone companies that we know, providing the infrastructure for these phones.
Well, there are two companies. They're Chinese companies, one called Huawei, which is the largest telecom company in the world right now, and another company called ZTE provides a lot of cell phones in the world and also some in the United States. Chairman Rogers and I a year ago decided that these two Chinese companies who were attempting to gain market share in the United States, we were really concerned about their relationship with their Chinese government. You know, as we move ahead in technology and every day we get more sophisticated, our networks are very vulnerable to cyber attacks and to a lot of privacy issues that other countries would try to get information from us. And we had 1 year of investigation with Huawei, trying to establish whether or not the Chinese government had control or were giving them money to be able to come into our market and be a lot cheaper than any other company. We came out with our report this morning, and basically we said we do not recommend our government or any businesses working with our government, especially in sensitive matters, to deal with Huawei. We're concerned about their relationship with the Chinese government. I personally went to Hong Kong and met with the founder of Huawei and trying to get information from him so we could determine whether or not we can make a recommendation about whether they should continue to do work in our country. And as it turned out, they were very vague in the information. And I told them, if you want to do business in the United States, you better tell your Chinese government to stop cyber attacking us.
What is your biggest fear that could happen?
Well, once you in any technology, once you get involved in the networks of our country or any other country, you have the ability to gain information. You have the ability to get personal information. You have the ability to get information from our businesses. Just last year, and most of our country doesn't understand this, but just last year we had over $300 billion of our trade secrets in our companies, large and small, that were stolen. And China, in my opinion, had a great deal of the thefts or the information that were being used against us, which hurts us as far as jobs and other things are concerned.
We want to get your reaction to an interview that Steve Croft did with Bill Plummer. He also talked with you as well on this 60 Minutes piece, but he talked with Bill Plummer, who's the U.S. Vice President of External Relations for Huawei.
Okay.
Born out of entrepreneurship, just seeing a simple market opportunity, which was, wow, nobody has phones. Let's bring in the equipment so we can get more phones out there. And then, like any startup, saying, okay, we want to grow, and then we become a technology leader and file more patents than anyone else and have the most intellectual property in 4G wireless. And we grow to 140,000 people across 150 markets. And this is a company that, based on that experience, should be celebrated. And frankly, in light of our heritage in China, we should be celebrated that much more.
Congressman?
Well, I don't believe we should celebrate. I believe that we have to acknowledge the fact that this company, both Huawei and ZTE, could be very dangerous to our national security. And our role in the Intelligence Committee, our number one issue is our nation's national security. And when any government, like a communist government, like China, can control another company, like Huawei, like ZTE, if the Chinese government goes to Huawei and they have our customers in the United States and said, we want you to get information from them. We want you to use your networks to get information and to steal information or to cyber attack, you need to do that because we're a communist country. And we're very concerned about that. And that's why we rendered this report. We had 1 year. We did an extensive investigation. And I think at this point, our recommendation, our committee's recommendation, Chairman Rogers and I and our committee, basically is that if you deal with Huawei, you better deal with your eyes wide open. Now, we can't force companies in the United States not to deal with them, but if you deal with them, they might be cheaper, but you're going to pay in the long run the way we see it.
And are you going to appeal to the consumer?
Well, you know, all we can do is render the report, which is what we did. I mean, it did get a lot of play on 60 Minutes last night. But it's a very serious. Cyber attacks are very serious. Cyber attacks can cut down our grid system. They can attack our banking systems. And we don't want the Chinese government to have the ability to use our networks to make it less safe for citizens in our country. We have got to stand up to the Chinese government.
Congressman, it's been said that this report might add tensions with China, likely to do so. Any reaction so far?
Yeah, my reaction, basically, if you want to do business in the United States, Huawei or ZTE, then you better tell your government, the Chinese government, to stop cyber attacking our businesses in the United States. Our number one priority is to protect the national security of our country, and we will do whatever we can in a legal way to make sure that this does not occur. And we're saying right now that we have evidence and information that the Chinese government is cyber attacking us, and we're very concerned about the relationship between the Huawei and the ZTE with their government. We've asked them for information. I personally have met with them, and they've been very vague in their answers. They don't give us financial information. And you're going to do business in our country, you're going to do it our way, not your way.
All right, Dutch Ruppersberger, Congressman.
By the way, I do want to say this. I was at the game last night, and go Orioles, and it's just so exciting to have this occur in our town. In fact, I went to the game instead of watching myself on 60 Minutes last night.
Well, it's a good thing they have YouTube.
Okay, take care.
All right, Congressman, thank you for joining us. Bye-bye. Talking about the House Intelligence Committee and a Chinese firm they see as a threat.